And I'm Chris Parks, taking a look at sports here for you this morning here on KJN. Starting off with high school football scores for you, a game you heard here on KJN last night. It was Atlantic falling on the road to Winterset 35-13. It was a 15-13 game at the halftime break, with Atlantic having a little bit of the momentum, but Winterset able to get a score and a long drive in that third quarter to take advantage, and they held on the rest of the way, winning that one 35-13 here last night, a game you heard on KJAN. So the Huskies get into the postseason, and Atlantic's postseason hopes go down with that loss last night. Class 3A District 8 scores otherwise include a non-district win for ADM as they beat Norwalk 28-24. It was Dallas Center Grimes defeating Creston 35-14. That was the district championship game, as Dallas Center Grimes gets the victory and they'll win the district. Harlan was a 19-0 winner as well over Glenwood, keeping their playoff chances alive. In Class 2A District 8 play, it was Clarinda beating up on Red Oak 65-16. East Sac County over Kemper Catholic 14-7. St. Edmund beat Southeast Valley 35-6. And it was Shenandoah defeating West Central Valley 41-21. In Class 1A District 1 play, AHSTW was a 59-12 winner over Trainer. IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley 58-26. Otterbord Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove was a 36-7 winner over Underwood. Also, Hinton defeated West Monona 59-12. In Class 1A District 8 play, it was Central Decatur over Clark 58-20. Des Moines Christian beat Southwest Valley 41-8. Panorama tops I-35 46-0. And it was Van Meter over Woodward Granger 34-33. In Class A District 1 play, Audubon, another nice win in the district as they beat Tri-Center 54-19. Griswold beats Riverside 68-12. Logan Magnolia 62-12 over Maple Valley. And St. Albert comes back from a 22-3 deficit at halftime to win it 23-22 over Westwood. That keeps their playoff hopes alive and also helps Audubon even more solidify their second place spot in that district. In Class A District 8, it was Bedford over Martinsdale St. Mary's 42-20. Earlham beat Clarinda Academy 72-14. Mount Air was a 61-7 winner over Pleasantville, and Nottoway Valley a 33-7 win over Southeast Warren. In 8-man District 1 play, Arweva beat Kingsley Pearson 70-38. Bowyer Valley holds off Exira EHK 40-33. New Alfonda a 67-16 win over Woodbine, and River Valley beat West Harrison 78-25. In 8-man District 7 play last night, the playoffs hopes for Adair Casey took a downturn last night as East Union beat them 80-48, and Derek Casey, I believe, still has a chance to try to work their way in here with some things happening the last week. Coon Rapids Bayard won 56-8 over Ankeny Christian Academy. Glidden-Ralston all over Murray 74-0, and Guthrie Center was a 49-6 winner over Northeast Hamilton. In 8-man District 8 play, it was Fremont Mills beating Cam 59-0. East Mills 66-14 over Essex. Lennox got by Stanton 20-14. And Sydney comes back late to edge by Nishnabotna 33-32. That's a look at your high school football scoreboard from action last night. College football on the slate here today, and we'll have a game for you here on KJN as the Iowa Hawkeyes take a 5-1 record on the road to Maryland. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the defense is concerned about Maryland's dual-threat quarterback, C.J. Brown.
This quarterback in particular does both very well, so you know they're gonna make you defend both the run and pass. There are guys that are more one-dimensional, and but it kind of depends on who you're talking about. But this guy can do both.
Ferentz is concerned about the big playability of Maryland defensive back and return specialist Will Likely.
He's just a really good player, and because he's probably not tall enough, quote unquote, for the experts. But he's playing really good football, and he's tough to complete passes against. And on special teams, does a great job. So he sounds like the kind of guy to fit in really well here. Undersized, but an excellent player, and you know they did a great job identifying him, obviously.
And that game gets underway with a 9 o'clock pregame. 11 o'clock kickoff we'll have for you here on KJN as Gary Dolphin, Ed Podolak, and the crew will have the broadcast for you here this morning on the Hawkeye Radio Network. That game also set for television on ESPN2. And also, Iowa State is on the road in Big 12 play to take on Texas. The Longhorns are in rebuilding mode under first-year coach Charlie Strong, but ISU coach Paul Rhodes says it's still a big opportunity for the Cyclones.
This is one of the storied programs in college football, and anytime you get to play Texas, whether it's at home or in Austin, it's a great challenge, great opportunity, and our guys will look forward to it.
The Texas offense has struggled in their 2-4 start, but Rhodes says the defense has been impressive.
You all saw Baylor. Baylor had 7 points in the first half and 14 points later in that game. Oklahoma's offense is very explosive, and you saw what they did with them. So their defense is outstanding. I don't know if they're terribly vulnerable there. They got an offense that's operating out of a young quarterback and starting to get a feel for themselves. There are a number of things that they do that concern us greatly.
ISU also comes into the game at 2-4. That's set to kick off at 7 o'clock tonight. It'll be televised on Cyclones TV for folks that have the Mediacom subscription, and also will be on the Longhorn Network tonight. Other top 25 college football games today. Second-ranked Florida State will be home to take on 5th-ranked Notre Dame. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight. Third-ranked Mississippi will take on Tennessee. That's a 6 p.m. kick. Number 4-ranked Baylor is on the road at West Virginia for an 11 o'clock tilt. And number 7 Alabama will play host to 21st-ranked Texas A&M at 2:30. 8th-ranked Michigan State will be at Indiana for a 2:30 kickoff. Number 9-ranked Oregon will host Washington at 7 o'clock. It'll be 10th-ranked Georgia playing on the road at Arkansas for a 3 o'clock game in the SEC. A couple of Big 12 top 25 matchups today as 11th-ranked Oklahoma will host 14th-ranked Kansas State. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff. Those teams have played some great games the past few years. 12th-ranked TCU will take on 15th-ranked Oklahoma State. That'll be a 3 o'clock kickoff today. 13th-ranked Ohio State is home to face Rutgers at 2:30. 17th-ranked Arizona State will take on 23rd-ranked Stanford in a Pac-12 tilt that starts at 9:30 this evening. 19th-ranked Nebraska will be on the road in Chicago to take on Northwestern in Evanston. That'll be a 6:30 kickoff. 22nd-ranked Southern Cal will be hosting Colorado at 5 p.m. this evening. 24th-ranked Clemson will be on the road to Boston College for a 2:30 game, and 25th-ranked Marshall is at Florida International. That is a 5 o'clock kickoff here tonight. In other sports news, the Seattle Seahawks have shifted off to injured wide receiver Percy Harvin off to the New York Jets for a conditional draft pick. That's according to two people familiar with the trade who spoke under a condition of anonymity because the deal was not officially announced by either club yet. Harvin had 218 receptions for 17 touchdowns in his first three seasons after being drafted by Minnesota, but he's appeared in just 15 games over the last two-plus seasons. The Cleveland Browns have placed Pro Bowl center Alex Mack on injured reserve with a broken left leg, officially ending his season. Mack broke his fibula on Sunday in the win over Pittsburgh. Right guard John Greco is expected to fill in for Mack and start at center tomorrow against Jacksonville. Defensive end Jadeveon Clowney hopes to play on Monday night when Houston visits Pittsburgh. The first overall pick in this year's draft practiced in a limited capacity yesterday for the first time since having arthroscopic surgery on his right knee nearly 6 weeks ago. The LA Dodgers will not make a managing change after losing to the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Division Series. Dodgers President of Baseball Operations Andrew Friedman said at his introductory news conference yesterday that Don Mattingly will be back for his fifth season as a team skipper. Friedman also said he would hire a new general manager now that Ned Colletti has been shifted from the GM job to senior advisor to team president and CEO Stan Kasten. Two players share the lead heading into the third round of the PGA Shriners Hospitals for Children Open. Andrew Putnam shot a 6-under-65 for a share of the top spot with Russell Knox through 36 holes. Andrew Svoboda and Tony Finau are one stroke back at 9-under. There was an NBA preseason game that was played in Cedar Rapids last night at the U.S. Cellular Center, and rookie Jabari Parker had 21 points and 11 rebounds. O.J. Mayo scored 19 points, and the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 105-98. It was a matchup between Andrew Wiggins and Jabari Parker, the first two picks in the recent NBA draft. Wiggins finished with 10 points and 6 rebounds in that contest. And also last night, some games that took place on the ice in the National Hockey League. Columbus 3-2 over Calgary. Florida 1-0 over Buffalo. Detroit beat Toronto 4-1. Nashville 2-0 over Winnipeg. Vancouver beat Edmonton 2-0. And Anaheim was a 2-1 winner over Minnesota. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning for you on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.